Corey Trahan has been named the new general director of the Strauss Theater Center. Trahan has moved back to the area following his work at a university in Thailand, and he joins me in studio to share his thoughts on leading the center. Corey, congratulations.
Thanks, Bob. Great to see you.
Yeah, likewise. What was your reaction on being approached about this position?
I was honored, and it's something that I've been wanting to get into, arts administration, and I felt like this was a great time. I had the time, and I'm in the right place, and I really do care about the Strauss, and so I'm using this summer to try to get things lined up so that we have a very smooth season upcoming.
You're familiar with the Strauss Theater Center. What has that created as far as a top priority going into this job?
Well, the Strauss is vital for our community because there's so much talent in our community who likes to perform, as well as a huge patron base. And we've seen everybody come together with whenever the theater was damaged by the storm. So many people have donated money and time to get the Strauss back, and I really wanted to be a part of that. And so we're in a place now where things are starting to stabilize, and now we can focus on productions and giving great productions this upcoming season.
Oh, many know you as a performer, but what can you share about being involved in the business side of operating the center and your goals in that respect?
Well, I feel like as a performer, I worked for a number of different types of companies, and I've seen how they treat the artists and the performers and the environment that they create to allow the performer to go in and do what they need to do. And basically, it's so the performer doesn't have to worry about anything. They take care of everything. And so that's the environment that I want to bring to the Strauss, to make it an environment for the performers to come in. I feel like that we've done a lot with the Strauss facilities, and we've accumulated a major pool of directors and music directors and choreographers to try to give them the best experience this year.
How do you hope to see both audience as well as patron numbers increase?
Well, I think that it's definitely room to grow. We have been reaching out to our memberships. I think we're about 40% of what they've had in the past. Mm-hmm. So we are bringing in a lot of fundraisers and a lot of extra things. For instance, I'm going to be running the music theater program in Natchitoches at Northwestern, and I'm bringing a production of Nonsense to the Strauss. That's not a part of our regular season, but it's just something that I saw and I said, you know, I think the Monroe community would like that. So we're trying to bring things above and beyond what's programmed into the normal season to give our audience additional experiences to come to the theater and maybe generate interest of people who could identify with some of these outside shows.
A lot of folks looking forward to the fall season coming up. How can someone connect with you and be informed about activities at the Strauss?
Oh, well, they can go to our website as well as call 318-323-6681, and we can answer any questions about tickets, about shows upcoming, and or just come and stop by 1300 Lamy Lane, and we have brochures and information about auditions and packages and everything we have going on at the Strauss.
Lots of opportunities and new leadership with Corey Trahan, the new general director of the Strauss Theater Center. Again, Corey, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.